The word today is woe. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. It may come as a surprise to hear that sin does not necessarily separate a person from God, but that pride does. It is possible to come to God humbly in order to seek forgiveness for sin, but it is not possible to come to God in arrogance, thinking we deserve His acceptance. Jesus confronted hypocritical, arrogant people, and in one instance pronounced 7 woes upon them. Here with more is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Woe.
I will never forget many years ago, maybe I was in my 20s or early 30s, and I was at a lunch. And during the conversation, there was a spiritual tension. And one man was flat out denying Jesus Christ in the Bible. And at that point, the other Christian man looked at him and said, "Well, then you're going to hell." And that caused a great deal of animosity and conflict. The men did not get into physical blows, but there was a definite tension there between them and a barrier, so to speak. It's interesting how Jesus would say similar things. In fact, if you want to see how blunt Jesus was in making these judgments, you only have to go to somewhere like Matthew chapter 23. There is a word that Jesus uses in Matthew 23, the word woe. The word woe to you that he says again and again. In fact, if you just want to see a couple examples of this, in verse 13, he says, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You shut the kingdom of heaven in men's faces. You yourselves do not enter, nor will you let those enter who are trying to." Here's another example. "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You travel over the land and sea to win a single convert, and when he becomes one, you make him twice as much a son of hell as you are." Now, for someone who has never encountered the Gospels and Jesus as presented in the Bible, those might be some very shocking words. I can imagine if you're from a Hindu or a Muslim culture and you've never heard Jesus talking like that because you've never really studied the gospel of Jesus, I encourage you to try to seek out a Bible. I encourage you to try to get a New Testament even where Jesus is talking in the gospels. You will find that Jesus has much to say in condemnation of sin and individuals in their pride and arrogance, in their unwillingness to come to him as the Savior, as the Redeemer. And the word woe here is a word of condemnation. He also uses the word hypocrite. The word hypocrite came from the Greek word for individuals who were acting, individuals that wore masks on a stage. And the masks would show a certain temperament. The mask would have a happy face, and the actor was supposed to be happy. Or the mask would have an angry face painted on it, an expression, and the person was to represent anger. And Jesus is essentially saying that these individuals are putting a false face to the world. They are pretending as though they are super pious, very holy and righteous, when in fact they're every bit as sinful as anybody else. And the reason why he says woe to them is because they were resisting him. They were opposing him. They were not receiving him as God, as the one appointed to bring salvation. And so you realize that Jesus really does a lot of opposition, a lot of confrontation. And frankly, many Christians are afraid to do that. Too afraid. Too afraid to say to somebody, if you continue that sinful life, you're going to hell. If you persist in your sin, you will never be forgiven by God. Christians have to say this. It's the only way to get somebody to wake up, to realize that they're on the path to destruction. And yet, you should expect opposition. You should expect anger if you say something like this. Many individuals will wrongly accuse you of pretending you're better than they are. They will then accuse you of being hypocritical, as though you are self-righteous, when in fact, the only reason we would proclaim something like this is because we have received the forgiveness of God. We know what it is to be a sinner and the fact that Jesus calls all people to repent of sin. No one is exempt. No one is so good or so moral or so righteous that they can approach God without Jesus Christ. Those claims are also very clearly stated by the Lord Jesus in the Gospels. He describes himself as the light of the world. He describes himself as the gate. He talks about no one coming to the Father except through him. Peter, preaching on the day of Pentecost, says, "For there is no other name given under heaven by which men must be saved. The only name is Jesus." And that would be the only reason why a person would suggest that an individual is on the way to hell, is if they are opposed to Jesus. This individual is not going to be helped by just backing off and saying, "Well, you know, maybe God has a different way for them. Maybe this person will someday have their eyes open to it." Christians have to have a backbone. We have to have a way of confronting what's wrong. And love at times says the difficult thing. We don't say it with hatred. We don't scream it. We don't ball up our hands into a fist like we're ready to strike somebody. We're supposed to give a winsome witness. We're not supposed to be clenching our teeth and have eyes that look with daggers at this person. Instead, we should be looking with love and imploring the person to repent for the sake of salvation. Jesus certainly wasn't soft when he confronted these individuals, when he said, "You hypocrites, and woe to you." But didn't Jesus love them? Didn't Jesus want them to be saved? Of course. But a person's not going to repent if you don't call them to repentance. How is the Holy Spirit supposed to fill them with the love of Christ, give this individual the joy of salvation, if their sin is not confronted? If you who are listening to this program don't accept the fact that you're guilty and sinful, you won't be saved for eternity. It's that simple. You must repent of your sin. You must receive Jesus Christ. There is no other solution. Now, I'm not going to say that you're damned. That's up to God the judge. But if you continue on in your arrogance, if you continue on in your sinful pride and think you have no need of Jesus, you're headed to hell. It's that simple. And you may not like that I say that, but I'm not saying that because of my determination. I'm saying it because of the Lord Jesus. Wouldn't it be much better if you would listen to Christ's call for repentance? Don't make yourself one of these individuals where Christ has to say, "Woe to you." Don't sit with pride and arrogance and consider yourself better or superior like you don't need Jesus. Don't make that kind of mistake. If you're religious, don't put your faith and confidence in your religiosity. You know, one of the things that Jesus called these Pharisees and teachers of the law in verse 27, He said, "You're like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of dead men's bones and everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside, you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside, you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness." We have to be honest here. If you're listening to this program, you're a sinner who deserves condemnation by God. And it doesn't matter what religion you're currently practicing, you're not right with God until you come to Jesus Christ and receive the mercy, the forgiveness of your sins that comes through Jesus. You may fancy yourself a very pious person. You may think that you're doing really well, but the answer is you're a sinner and you've offended a holy and just God. And you need the merits of Jesus Christ for your forgiveness. If you try to get into heaven on your own, you will fail. If you try on your merits to gain righteousness, you will fail because you are still a sinner. You need the righteousness of Jesus Christ. It doesn't get any clearer than that. Maybe you're upset with me saying that. So be it. You need to hear the clear words of Christ himself. You need to know that the Savior is calling all people to repent. The gospel writers and preachers laid it out very clearly. There is no other way of salvation outside of Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul the Apostle said, "No one will be justified by the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin." So I ask you to humble yourself. I ask you to receive the blessings of Jesus Christ. Do not incur the woe and the wrath of God because of stubbornness. Soften your heart and receive Jesus Christ. Come to him for forgiveness of sins. God does not wish the destruction of anyone, but that all people be saved. So please listen to Jesus. Don't make yourself an enemy of his. Make yourself a friend of his by receiving him and the forgiveness that he offers.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.